When transgender people are arrested, they are frequently placed in prisons that do not align with their gender identity. Transgender women are often placed in men's facilities and trans men in women's facilities. And some are now taking legal action to try to get moved to prisons that match their gender identity. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has been reporting on the experience of incarcerated transgender people in the United States and joins us now. Hi there.
Hi.
So, Jacqueline, what arguments are you hearing from trans inmates who are fighting for this change?
Yes. So, in practice, most state prisons place trans inmates in facilities based on sex at birth or physical genitalia. And that's according to inmates and lawyers I've talked to. And lawsuits that have been filed across the country say this violates constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment, among other things. And there's no doubt this issue is incredibly complicated. But for many people, it really all comes down to health and safety. Studies show that trans inmates in prison face a higher level of sexual assault, harassment, and discrimination compared to the general population.
And Jacqueline, today you've brought us the story of one of these people. Can you tell us about her?
Yes, I met with a trans woman in Minnesota who shared her own experience with this issue. Her name is Christina Lusk. She's currently in prison in Minnesota's Moose Lake facility, and that's a men's prison. I just want to caution that this story does contain graphic details of sexual assault and suicide. Lusk has blonde hair that runs past her shoulders. She's 57 and has been inside this men's facility for 3 years now. When I met her, we spoke from behind a glass partition. From a young age, Christina Lusk felt different. It wasn't until 2008 that she was able to put her feelings into words to a psychiatrist. They told her she had gender dysphoria. That's a medical term used to describe this deep discomfort caused by a mismatch between a person's biological sex and their gender identity. With her doctor's help, Lusk started taking hormones, but she still battled her demons.
You know, I was in and out of jails and stuff, and it was all over drinking and, you know, trying to make myself feel better about myself.
A cycle emerged. She'd get treatment for alcoholism, then relapse. She eventually started taking and selling meth.
I know it's wrong, and I told myself I'm gonna get busted. I just knew it, but I continued to do it anyway.
In December 2018, she was arrested, just 2 months before she was expecting to have a long-awaited gender confirmation surgery. She pled guilty in early 2019. At this point, Lusk had gone through several other gender-affirming procedures. Still, she was placed in a men's facility. She asked to be transferred to a woman's prison called Shakopee.
And, of course, they said, that's not going to happen. It's never happened. It won't happen.
At Moose Lake, she was placed in a cell with several men, where she says she was sexually assaulted. She told me that she never reported this to prison leaders because she believed that they would do nothing about it.
That's when I was going to attempt suicide. And I thought about my family and, you know, and everything. And, you know, this is how I wanted to go, you know, and I stopped.
State prison authorities said had they known about Lusk's assault, they would have investigated it. She eventually reported her suicide attempt to an officer and was placed in her own cell. She still deals with harassment and discrimination from both fellow inmates and officers.
Is it worth it? I think to myself, is this worth it? You know, to feel this pain. You know, why was I born this way? You know, they say God doesn't make mistakes. Well, then I was meant to be this way.
She wrote to prison officials asking to be moved to a woman's facility and told her defense lawyer about her harassment. She was eventually put in touch with the advocacy group Gender Justice. They said they would file a lawsuit on her behalf against the Minnesota Department of Corrections.
When somebody told me that they would help me, my world changed. And I was so happy that I had a voice and that somebody would fight for me. Because nobody's ever fought for me.
The lawsuit, which was filed in June, says the Minnesota Department of Corrections is discriminating against Lusk and that she shouldn't have been housed with men. Lusk also wants the judge to rule that the DOC denying her gender-affirming surgery is unconstitutional. Other advocacy groups have filed similar suits on the behalf of other trans inmates across the country. Some, like those filed in New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C., have successfully changed prison policies for trans inmates.
That's reporting from NPR's Jacqueline Diaz, who is back with us now. And Jacqueline, as you pointed out, this is all incredibly complicated, and I would imagine that there's also some opposition to housing inmates based on their gender identity.
Definitely. Take, for example, California. The state changed its laws and started moving trans women to women's facilities, but a group called the Women's Liberation Front has sued to try to block that move. They say they're concerned about the potential for assault by inmates transferred from men's facilities. But other people I spoke to, like Christina, don't see that as a significant risk. They just want to move somewhere safe without fear of being attacked or hurt in prison.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
That is NPR's Jacqueline Diaz. She's been reporting on the experience of imprisoned trans inmates. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Just those three digits, 988.